Blog Talk Radio.
To get something you never had, to bring balance to your life, to change your interactions, to be re-energized mentally, to have a positive influence on your daily choices. Bring back the hippie in that sweet surprise of life. Be able to relate to your own, a baby boomer generation, a generation that's dreaming, a baby boomer generation, a generation that's with a youthful spirit, maintaining an energetic mental state at all times, always moving, always focus on the journey. This is your time. This is your moment. This is your show, My Soul, Redefining Aging Lifestyle. And let's get it, BBGs.
Yeah.
Good evening. We welcome each and every one of you. Today is March 19th, 2015, and you are listening to My Soul, where we are redefining aging and lifestyles. My name is Frieza Poet, and we are the Baby Boomer Generation, otherwise known as BBG, and we are aging to live. Just listen, and you'll hear us roar. This month, we continue our focus on the things of spring. Feel free, as always, to contact me at Twitter. My handle is at BoomerFree on www.blogtalkradio.com, My Soul, where you may also find my website information right under the tag in the right-hand corner. Listeners, feel free to call in and talk with us at any time on any show, 347-637-3466. Again, 347-637-3466. This is Free, the Poet, your host. On the menu this evening, rosemary roasted fall veggies with Gruyere cheese, sage bechamel, lasagna, paired with a cup of green tea. Well, let's get started. This month, as I stated before, our focus is on spring. Spring and springtime refer to the season and also the ideas of rebirth, rejuvenation, renewal, resurrection, and regrowth. So what are you rebirthing? What have you rejuvenated or what have you resurrected in your lifestyle? How has life changed for you? And what chances have been presented to you? Have you adapted to those changes? And more importantly, have you become more resilient to, more resilient or made some choices which took you beyond the norm of what society expects from us, the aging community? I want to read from an article tonight that's entitled 7 Ways to Make Life-Changing Decisions that was written by Hubert Lee. You can read this article at any time on his blog at www.frombottomup.com. So www.frombottomup.com. This article was written for the LifeHack.org organization. This article was written about the effects of making daily life choices and decisions. So again, it's called 7 Ways to Make Life-Changing Decisions. Now, most people don't know the profound effects of making decisions. Oftentimes, we go through life oblivious to what thoughts we're thinking and what actions we're taking. And every single decision we make in our day shapes our current reality, regardless of how great or how small you think the decision is. It shapes your current reality. It shapes who you are as a person because we habitually follow through with the decisions we make without even realizing it. So just because we're aging does not stop our need. Now hear this well. It does not stop our need to make choices and or decisions. The life questions change from what will be what my future looks like to how can I ensure my happiness is ongoing, or how do I arrive at my happiness in this, the third act of life? So in other words, your life questions changed a lot now that we are in this third act of life, from what we did in the first act of life, from birth up until our 20s, and then it changed even from all these life questions changed from the 29 and or 30 and until you reach the age of 50 or 60. So those life questions change, and what those changes, the changes are now focused on ensuring your happiness, and that it's ongoing, not to be perfect, because we're not perfect, and we're not going to be happy every day, but how do you react to it, and how do I arrive at this happiness at this period in my life? If you're unhappy with the results in your life right now, making the effort to changing your decisions starting today will be the key to creating the person you want to be and the life you want to have in the future. So let's talk about a few ways you can go about making those life-changing decisions. Well, according to Mr. Hubert Lee, one of those is, the first is, realize the power of your decision making. So before you start making a decision, that you have to understand what a decision does. Any decision that you make causes a chain of events to happen. So when you decide to pick up a cigarette to smoke it, that decision might result in you picking up another one later on to get that same high feeling. After a day, and there is a high with cigarettes, I am a reformed cigarette smoker. I've been clean for 10 years. But after a day, you may have gone through a pack without knowing it. But if you decide not to smoke that first cigarette and make a decision every 5 minutes to focus your attention somewhere else when you get that craving, after doing this for a week at least, your cravings will eventually subside and you'll become smoke-free. But it comes down to making that very first decision of deciding whether or not to pick up that cigarette. And just to add a little bit to that, when I quit, I quit. I was one of the people that quit without any medical tools. I basically used Altoids. I was buying Altoids like they were going out of style. And at some point it was such that the drugstore personnel recognized me by face every time I came in. But it worked. You have to do what works for you. So making that decision to not smoke was the best thing I could have done for my life and for my health. Now, the second one, go with your gut. Oftentimes, we take too much time to make a decision because we're afraid of what's going to happen. As a result of this, we go through things like careful planning, deep analysis, and pros and cons before deciding. This is a very time-consuming process. Instead, learn how to trust your gut instinct. For the most part, your first instinct is usually the one that is correct or the one that you truly want to go with. Even if you end up making a mistake, going with your gut still makes you a more confident decision maker, compared to someone who takes all day to decide because they're constantly analyzing and planning and deciding what the pros and cons are. And I'm sort of guilty of that sometimes, but I'm learning how to go with my gut decision and feel good about it, whether it's a good one or not. I'm learning how to accept and take responsibility for my actions and my thoughts. Third, carry your decision out. When you make a decision, act on it. Commit to making a real decision. What's the real decision? It's when you decide on something and that decision is carried out through action. It's pointless to make a decision and have it played out in your head but not doing anything about it. That's the same as not making a decision at all. If you want to make real changes in life, you have to make it a habit to apply action with the decision until it's completed. By going through this so many times, you will feel more confident with accomplishing the next decisions that you have in mind. There's something about telling other people what we're doing, going to do, and this is the one about telling, number four, is telling others about your decision. And us telling other people about what we're going to do, sometimes that makes us follow through. For example, for the longest time, the author says he's been trying to become an early riser. And whenever I tried to use my own willpower, waking up early without falling back asleep, it felt impossible. So what I did was I went to a forum and made a decision to tell people that I would wake up at 6 a.m. and stay up. Within 2 days, he was able to accomplish this because he felt a moral obligation to follow through with his words, even though he failed the first time. Do people care? Probably not. But just the fact that there might be someone else out there seeing if you're telling the truth will give you enough motivation to follow through with your decision. Number five, learn from your past decisions. Even when he failed to follow through on his decision the first time, when he told people he was going to wake up early and stay up, he says, I didn't give up. I basically asked myself, what can I do this time to make it work tomorrow? The truth is, when you're going to mess up at times when it comes to making decisions, and instead of beating yourself up over it, learn something from it. Ask yourself, what was good about the decision I made? What was bad about it? What can I learn from it so I can make a better decision the next time? Remember, don't put so much emphasis focusing on short-term effects. Instead, focus on the long-term effects. Number six, maintain a flexible approach. Now, he says he knows that this might sound counterintuitive, but making a decision doesn't mean that you can't be open to other options. For example, let's say you make the decision to lose 10 pounds by next month through cardio. If something comes up and you don't have to just do cardio, you can be open to lose weight through different methods of dieting, as long as it helps you reach your goal in the end. And I won't say dieting. I'm going to change this from the author's wording and say eating healthy. Don't be stubborn to seek out only one way of making a decision. Embrace any new knowledge that brings you closer to accomplishing your initial decision. Number 7, have fun making decisions. Finally, enjoy the process. It is known that decision-making might not be the most fun thing in the world to do. But when you do it often, it becomes a game of opportunity. You'll learn a lot about yourself on the way you feel and become a lot more confident when you're with yourself and around others. And making decisions will just become a lot easier after you do it so often that you won't even think about it. Anything you decide to do from the point on can have a profound effect. Later on, opportunities are always waiting for you. Examine the decisions that you currently have in the day. Are there any that can be changed to improve your life in some way? Are there any decisions that you can make today that can create a better tomorrow? Then do it. Take a chance. So, as I said last week, that's the end of Mr. Lee's article, but as I said last week, permit your inner child, your inner self, to come out and play and do some different things. Don't continue to do the same things the same way, because you will continue to get the same results. And we all should learn, and in the third act of life, learn how to just jump back into living. It is important. It is significant. It is a health necessity, if you will. And by that, I simply mean that as long as we continue to have a mindset to live, to be involved in life, the healthier it will help us to stay. It is when we become overwhelmed by daily decisions, daily choices, daily burdens, daily financial situations, family situations, all sorts of health situations, that we become truly unhealthy. You know, because the mind is speaking to the heart. And therefore, sometimes it leaves us drained. It leaves us depressed. Everything but something healthy. Everything but something that is beneficial to our livelihood on a day-to-day basis. That's the bottom line, is that finding a place where you can be happy at least most of the time, maybe not all the time, but at least most of the time, it is crucial to your well-being. It keeps a smile on your face, and you never know. Just by you making that choice, you've helped someone else you've met during the day by smiling at them, by giving them a hello, by asking, how are you? Sometimes you can make someone else's day. So just know that when it comes to your lifestyle choices, chances, and changes, be open. Be open. Be available to you to create the best you know how. Now, next week we'll continue our journey in inspiring you, the baby boomers, and my fellow seniors. I thank and appreciate you for taking the time to listen in today and to participate in sharing in this dance of redefining who we are, the baby boomer generation, and how our spirits dance, my soul. Join us every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. for Premier Dinner Hour, where there is always something good on the menu and a great meal topic. Keep aging to live, keep moving, and keep dancing. I'll talk with you next week. Again, this is Free, your host. Now we're going to take you out with a song by Norman Connors called This Is Your Life. And I want you to take the time when you listen to the song, if you listen to the song, to recognize that this is your life. Now this song is about romance, but loving you is the greatest romance outside of loving God there is. So be blessed. Have a great weekend. Enjoy. Have a great weekend.